Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Yud Dalet. We begin from the Mishnah about five lines from the top with a very famous sugya known as Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim. We're going to be dealing with the next couple of days, dealing with Hilchos Tumah V'Tara. Very interesting, albeit not usually known to people, because unfortunately today we're not knowing most of the dinim of Tumah and Tara, and therefore many of these concepts will be strange to us. We won't be familiar with them from practical purposes, and therefore many people are nervous and afraid about learning such a Gemara, but it really is a very fascinating and interesting Gemara. We're learning today Leili Nishmas Eleanor Bergstein, Dina Bas Moshe. All the Neshamas we learned should have an Aliyah. The Mishnah starts off with Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim Omer. Rabbi Chanina was one of the Skan HaKohanim. Skan HaKohanim were like the vice Kohen Gadol. They were ready to go and take over for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur or other times in case the Kohen Gadol wasn't able to carry out his duties. Rabbi Chanina was one of the most famous Skan HaKohanim, and he tells us over here in the Mishnah that he said the following. We'll see the connection to why is this the Maseches Pesachim in a moment. So he said, Omer, miyameim shel Kohanim, from all the lifetimes, all the days that the Kohanim lived, in other words, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, lo nimne'u, they didn't stop, mi lisrof es habosor shnitma bevlad hatumah, Now, there are many terms here that I'll explain as we go through, rather than giving an introduction. As we go through each of the terms, we'll have a chance to stop and talk about each of the terms. So, the Kohanim did not stop from burning basar, meat from kochim, which, of course, you're never allowed to get rid of until it becomes no longer able to be eaten, either because it's nosor, it's past its time, or it became tameh, or there was some other psul involved in the korban. So, they didn't stop over here from burning a korban that was tameh. And how did it get Tomei? It came into contact with a Vlad HaTumah, a child of Tumah, which I'll explain in a moment, with burning with a carbon that was on a higher level of Tumah that was Tomei from contact with an Avatumah. Now, what are an Avatumah and Vlad HaTumah? These terms, a father and a son, a father and a child, over here tell you the depth of the Tumah. We know that if something comes into contact with an Avatumah, that's something that is Tomei itself. That could be an item that came into touch with a mace. Mace is known as Avi Avos HaTumah, and anybody coming into contact with the mace becomes an Avatumah themselves. An Avatumah, and certainly Avi Avos HaTumah, a Sheretz would be another example of an Avatumah. There are certain people who have certain bodily discharges, Azov, Azova, and have a woman who's a Yoledes, a person who's a Mitzora, they have certain bodily reasons for them to become Tumah. We're not dealing so much with that here right now. Here we're dealing with mostly Tumas Mace, albeit Tumas Sheretz can function in the same way, but when something has come into contact with Tumah of Mace, either by Mago, by touching, or Maso, by carrying, or Ohel, the different ways that you can be on top of the mace can be on top of you, you can be both under the same roof as the mace, there are three different types of Ohel on the mace. So the item, let's say it's Bas or Kachim, that comes into contact with an Avatumah, so it becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. An Avatumah is able to transmit to Odom, Kalim, Ochlin, Umashkin. It can transmit to anything from an Avatumah. With certain exceptions, there are certain types of materials that don't accept Tumah. For example, stone doesn't accept Tumah. You can have certain other utensils that don't accept Tumah. We won't get into that right now. In any event, you can have over here the Basar that came into contact with an Av HaTumah, and that will become itself a Rishon HaTumah. From a Rishon to a Sheni to a Shlishi to a Revi, you can have down to a fourth level of Tumah. A Rishon is the first thing to come into contact. The Rishon can come into contact with something that can make it into a Sheni. Vlad HaTumah is a Rishon, a Sheni, or when you have, that's by Chulin, you have only Rishon and Sheni. When you're dealing with Truma, it can go down to the Shlishi level. When you're dealing with Kachim, it goes down even to Revi level. There is another level by Paraduma. Paraduma is so strict in some ways because we're lenient in one aspect of it. So Paraduma, you can even have the equivalent of a Chamishi, a Shishi. The Tumah can keep on going in regards to Paraduma, but that's also something, again, that's very unusual and rare. We won't discuss that. So basically, a Vlad HaTumah can be either a Rishon, a Sheni, a Shlishi, or a Revi. Again, Revi only goes down by Kachim, Shlishi only goes down by Truma, and of course by Kachim. And in general, Chulin can only reach the level of a Vlad, of a Rishon or Sheni. There is no Shlishi in regards to Chulin. Now, this Basur that came into contact with an Avatumah becomes a Rishon. If it comes into contact with an Adam or Kalim, it can transmit it. Adam and Kalim can only accept Tumah from a Avatumah. But Ochlin Umashkin can, again, under different circumstances, we'll have slightly different rules, whether it's the Rais or the Rabbanan, as we'll see, can go and transmit down the line. So a Rishon L'Tumah comes into contact with meat, it will turn that meat, that basar, whether it's kachim or chulim, into a shein. Now, if it's chulim, that's it. It can't transmit it further to another chulim. There's no such thing as chulim a shlishi. However, if this item that's a sheini comes into contact with truma as a shlishi, so then it does have a din of tumah. Now, we call that when it's at the end of the line, we call it a psul rather than tumah. Tumah means it can transmit even further down the line. If it's pasul, it means that it itself is tummy, but it can transmit it further. So a shlishi by truma is technically called pasul, even though it really is tummy, but tummy implies it can transmit it further down the line. By truma, can't go down the line below a shlishi. If it comes into contact with basar of kachim or other items of kachim that are ochlin or mashkim, so then it can transmit it down to that level, and that will become a revi. Now, that will also be possible technically and not tame because it can transmit it further. So, after having said all of that, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim tells us that throughout all the days of the Kohanim, when they had to go burn items of kachim that were tame, it didn't bother them. There's a din, you're never allowed to make increased tuma by kachim, by truma as well. So it didn't bother them to go burn something that was a tame from a avatuma, i.e. it was a rishon, and to go and burn it with something that was a vladatuma that was lower than a rishon. We will see in a moment whether we're talking about a sheni or a shlishi. But it didn't bother them to go burn a rishon, something that had become in contact with an avatuma, with something that was further down the line in the tuma process that was not a avatuma and not a rishon. They didn't bother them to burn, let's say, a rishon with a sheni, even though afabi shemosif and tuma al tumosa, even though they're adding tuma to it. Now, if it comes into contact with a sheni, the Gemara is going to ask, how does that make it more tome? If a rishon comes into contact with a sheni, it only makes it into a sheni. This is already a sheni. So we'll see that the Gemara will eventually explain that we're talking about it came into contact with a shlishi. If a rishon comes into contact with a shlishi, you've now made the shlishi into a sheni because it comes into contact with a rishon. So you've increased or added tuma to it. So the rabbis, it didn't bother them. The Kohanim, it didn't bother them. Afa bishmosifim tuma al tumas, even though they added tuma to something that was a shlishi and made it into a sheni, it didn't bother them. Mishnah continues and says that further above and beyond Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kohanim said, Hosef Rabbi Akiva Omar. Rabbi Akiva added on to this, and he said, Mimem shel Kohanim, during all the days of the Beis HaMikdash, during all the days of the Kohanim, lo nimnu, they didn't stop, mi lahadlik es hashemen shenifsal bitfu yom, b'ner shenitma b'tomei meis. Now, tomei meis, again, is something that would be either, if it was the actual tumah of the mace, it would be avi avosa tumah. If it was something that came into contact with the mace, it would be an ava tumah. So they didn't refrain from taking oil that was in a nair that had become tame by tumas mace and burning it with truma that had become tame through contact with a tful yom. A tful yom is somebody, for example, who came into contact with the sheretz, so he has tumas erev, and that means that he has to go to the mikveh that day, but he doesn't yet become tar. He has to wait till nightfall to become tar to be able to go and eat truma. So at that moment in time, after he's gone to the mikvah, until the nighttime, he's known as a tful yom. He has gone to the mikvah that day. He was tovel. And it's the daytime still. He's a tful yom. He has to wait till nightfall. There are other examples of a tful yom, which we won't go into right now as well. This can apply in other types of tuma. And the person also has to wait till nightfall to become tar. He's also known as a tful yom. A tful yom is given the status of being a sheni. He halachically cannot be metame chulin. If he touches ma'aser sheni, he's allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. He can touch ma'aser sheni, it's no problem. But he's not yet allowed to eat truma. Because if he were to touch the truma, eat the truma, he would turn the truma into something that would be possible, because it would be on the level of a shlishi. And as we said, that's the end of the line for truma, but it is a shlishi, it is tame, and we use the term possible when it can transmit further, but it itself is tame, so therefore it would be called possible. So this nair over here, shenifsal b'tvuyom, the nair over here means the oil in the nair that became tamei, i.e. posel, on the level of a shlishi because it came into contact with the tvuyom. The Kohanim, Rabbi Akiva said, did not stop from going and burning that with something that had become tamei with tumas meis. Let's say for right now that that's a rishon, so they didn't bother to separate the rishon coming into contact with the shlishi when they burnt it, even though that's going to increase the tumah in the shlishi, because when it comes into contact with the rishon, it will become a sheni. Even though you're adding on tumah to this. Those are the opinions of Chanina Skana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva. Now, these two shittas sound on the surface very similar. The Gemara will have to explain the difference between the two of them. What is Rabbi Akiva coming to Hosef? What is he coming to add on to? Now we have in the Mishnah, Amar Rav Meir, Midivrem Lamadu. Rabbi Meir says, from these words, from Rechanina Skana Kohanim, and from Yakiva, at least that's the simple understanding here, the Gemara will question this, is that really true? Midivrem Lamadu. From these words we learn, Shesarfin Truma Tahora Im Tmei BePesach. That's why this is connected to our sugya over here in Pesachim. He says that when you have Truma that is Tahora, but it's Chometz on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to go and burn it with Truma that is Tmeya, that is Chometz on Erev Pesach, because even though you're going to make the Truma that is Tahora become now Tomei, when you come into contact with the Truma that is Tmeya, in this situation, you normally would not be allowed to do this. There's an Isser to go and make Truma Tomei, but here it's going to be burned anyway. You're not allowed to have this because it's Chometz, and therefore you can go take this Truma that is Tomeya and go and cut them into contact with Truma that is Tahora. They're both Chometz because they both have to be burnt, and you can burn them together, even though you are, before you actually burn it, you're making the Truma Tahora into becoming Truma Tomeya. You're allowed to do this. That's what Rav Meir said. On Rav Yossi disagrees with Rav Meir. Rav Yossi says, Einu hi amida, that is not correct. That is not the right measure. That is something that is wrong. And I'll show you. He says, Umodim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Now we haven't introduced Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. The more we'll explain what they're doing over here. Umodim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, they both agree. They have a machlokus on something else, but they agree over here that Shesarfin Zuli Atzma Vizuli Atzma. In this situation, as opposed to someplace else where Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua have a machlokus, here, Rabbi Lezim and Yeshua say that when you have this truma that is Tomeya, that is Chometz, and you have the truma that is Tahori, that is Chometz, you must burn them separately. You can't put them together because as you actually burn them, you would be coming and making the truma that is Tahora, Tomei, becoming into the contact with the truma that is Tomeya. And therefore, you have to burn them separately. Even though you're burning them and you're going to ruin them, you can't put them together because there's an Issa to go and make truma Tomeya. If the truma is Tahora, you can't have it come into contact with truma Tomeya, even though you're about to burn both of them. And therefore, Shesar Fazuli Atzma, Zuli Atzma. Nu, Amal Nechleku, if you say that the Moda over here, both of them agree, so where was their Machlokis? Their Machlokis was Al HaTzluya Ve'al HaTemeya. Tzluya, we've mentioned previously, is something that we don't know its status. It may or may not have come into contact with something that's Tomei. So therefore, let's say if it's Vaitruma, if something is a Sofek, whether it's Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. But at the same time, there's still an Isser in going and burning it, because only Vadai Truma Tumeya is allowed to be burned, because there you have an obligation to go and get rid of it. However, if it's Tluya, if you're not sure, did it or did it not, maybe it's actually tar. And therefore, you can't go and take this Tluya, which may be tar, and mix it with the Tumeya, because now you're definitely making it Tumeya. So that's where they had the Machlokas. So the Meya says that Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua agree on the following, that on Erev Pesach you can't burn them together, Truma Torah, Truma Tmeya, but they disagree, they have a machlokis on Tluya and Tmeya. Shir Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tisarf Zuli Atzma Zuli Atzma. He says, even here, Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to go burn the Tluya separately from the Tmeya, because maybe the Tluya is really Tahora, and now you're going to put it with the Tmeya, and you're going to make it come Tomei. As opposed to Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shteim Kiachas, you can burn both of them together, that's not a problem. The Tluya and the Tmeya can be burned together, but the Tahora and the Tmeya, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yeshua, they have to be burned separately. Now that was quite a mouthful in this Mishnah, and now we're going to analyze each part of the Mishnah for a while. The Gemara starts off and says, Michtei, though, let's take a look and understand this Mishnah better. We started off by saying, Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim, and taught us that V'yameim shel Kohanim lo nimnu nisrof es habosor shenitma bevlada tomei v'habosor shenitma be'ava tomei. Exactly, what are we talking about? So, basor shenitma bevlada tomei mayhave. When you're telling me that it's basor that became tomei with a vlada tomei, that could be a number of things. It could be a rishon being metame a sheni, or a sheni being metame a shlishi, or even a shlishi being metame a revi, albeit that would be called posel and not tomei. So here he says, let us look at it and say that this basor shenitma bevlada tomei mayhave, what is it? It's a sheni. Now, if this is a sheni and you're burning it with a rishon, kisarf le bahadi basor shenitma bi avatuma, if you go and take meat that became tomei by coming into contact with an avatuma, so that item, that meat becomes a rishon. And if you're taking this rishon and you're burning it with a sheni, so kisarf le bahadi basor shenitma bi avatuma mayhave, what does it become anyway? A sheni. It already was a sheni. A sheni who? My mosif lo tuma al tumaso ika. In this situation, why would Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim say that you'd be adding on tuma in this situation? Afal pisha mosifim tuma al tumaso. He says you're allowed to do this. But if it was a rishon that was being burned with a sheni, so then you're not actually adding on tuma, because the rishon only makes it into a sheni. It already is a sheni. So that's the Gemara's first question. I had alluded to this when we did the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amora Rav Yehuda says, you know what we're talking about? Hocha b'vlad? Vlad askina. We're not dealing with a vlad, a first vlad. We're dealing with a second vlad. What does he mean by second vlad? He means a shlishi. So therefore, this was the meat that we're dealing with, the mixing, was a shlishi by kochim. B'vlad, vlad askinon. B'havi l'shlishi. And therefore, now when the rishon comes into contact with the shlishi, you're being mosif tuma, turning it into a sheni. Oh, because sovar shlishi mutu lasosu sheni. And what Reb Chanina's Kana Kohanim is telling us is that it's not a problem to go and increase the tuma, making the shlishi into a sheni, because you're burning it anyway. So the rishon can be mixed with the shlishi, even though you've turned the shlishi into a sheni, no problem. That's what the chiddush is of Reb Chanina's Kana Kohanim. Mara says, for einocha matam yocha, wait a second. I had told you at the beginning that an Ochlin umashkin cannot be metame odom v'kelim, but they can be metame ochlin umashkin. But now we'll see, is that really true or not? So the Gemara says, "Ha einocha metame yocha." A rishon can't make a shlishi into a sheni if they're both ochel. The Gemara is now telling us that in this situation, it wouldn't be mosif tumah. The Tanya. Now, what is this? This is learned in a brisa. You might have thought yochel ye ochel metame yochel. You might have thought, like I said, and it's in fact the din, at least on the rabbanon level, if not on the brisa level, that a rishon could be metame yeshlishi and turn it into a sheni. You might have thought that. Yochel ye ochel metame yochel. Therefore, the Brisa says, Talmud Lomar, the Torah teaches us, the Pasuk in Shmini, v'chi yutan mayim alzera, the nafal minim losom olav tomei hu, something that gets water on it, it's mukshul akabal tumah, and now a nevela comes into contact with it and makes it tomei. So the Pasuk tells us, who tomei? It itself is tomei, but that implies it can't transmit tumah further. But it can't make something like it. In other words, meat that is tomei is a vlada tumah cannot go mimetamei other meat, other solids, as a vlada tumah further down the line. In other words, this rishon could not be metame another piece of meat to make it into a sheni, and it certainly can't make a shlishi into a sheni. So that's what this brisa says. So how can you tell me that the case of our mishnah is a rishon coming into contact with a shlishi, making it into a sheni? Meat that's a rishon cannot make meat that is a shlishi into a sheni. It can't make other meat tame. Here, you have ochlin cannot be mitame other ochlin. That's what this brisa tells us. But now we'll qualify this brisa because, as many of you know, ochlin can be mitame ochlin, at least in certain situations. So the Gemara says, our Gemara, where we tell us that Chanina Skana Kohanim is telling us that a rishon could be mitame yishlishi and make it into a sheni by meat, that works out fine according to Abaye. Honich Abaye, who holds lo shanu ela b'chulin, that this brisa is only talking about chulin meat. A chulin rishon cannot go be mitame a chulin that was not tamei, and make that chulin into a sheni. By chulin, this doesn't work, that an ochel can be metame ochel. Lo shanu el b'chulin. An ochlin that is chulin can't be metame other ochlin that are chulin. However, avo b'truma of a kachim, if you're dealing with ochlin that are truma, or ochlin that are kachim, osa kiyotibo, they can further transmit tumah to a similar type of a food item. So, basa, for example, solids, can be metame by truma or by kachim, another solid. So a rishon that comes into contact with food, a rishon that's basa, that comes into contact with basa that's not tamei, can make that basa tamei into a sheni. If it comes into contact with a shlishi, it will turn it into a sheni. Oh, that's exactly what we said is the case of Chanina Skana Kohanim. So according to Abaye, who says that this brisa that we brought down says only ochlin that a chulin can't be metame ochlin that a chulin, our Mishnah is not talking about chulin, it's talking about kachim. I will truma of a kachim, also kiyotibo, therefore no problem. Abai is fine with the understanding of Reb Chanina's Kana Kohanim. And likewise, the Rav Adi Barava, Mishmei the Rava, Rav Adi Barava said the name of Rava, Nami, he's also fine, because he says the Omar, Lo Shanu El Chulin Utruma, that this Braisa that said Ochlin can't be Mitami Ochlin, is talking not only by Chulin, but it's also talking by Truma, but Reb Chanina's Kana Kohanim is talking by Kachim. And therefore, Abu B'Kachim, Ose Kayosabam, Ochlin can be Mitami Ochlin, our case is a Rishon coming into contact with the Shlishi, both of them are Ochlin, so it can make it into a Shani, Reb Chanina's Kana Kohanim makes sense, both according to Abaye, certainly, and even according to Rav Adi Barava, Mishmei the Rava. Shapir, everything works out fine, because the Kachim Osa Kayotzibet, so the Rishon can make the Shlishi into a Sheni. A Rishon can be Mitame, other Ochlin, by Kachim. Ah, Elul Ravina, the third opinion, however, is Ravina, Mishmei the Rava. Ravina is the name of Rava. No, that this Brisa is going for everything. The Omar, Mikra Mali Dibar Kosa, this is a complete, full pasuk when it says v'hu tamei ve'inosa kayotzi bo tamei, it's talking about all the categories. Loshna, it doesn't make any distinction between chulin, loshna truma, loshna kachim. No ochel can be metamei another ochel. Ein osa kayotzi bo. So according to this opinion of Ravina Mishrei the Rava, Michael Amemar, how do you answer up Chanina's kind of crime saying that it's Mosev Tumba, the Rishon, coming into contact with Shlishi, even by Kachim, according to Ravina, Mishmei the Rava, is not going to make it into a Sheni. So how in the situation that Chanina's kind of crime is describing, are you Mosev Tumba by burning a Rishon with a Shlishi? So the Gemara says, no. Hocha Vayaskini, you know what we're talking about? Dika Mashkin Vahade Basar. You're dealing over here is that there is also Mashkin over here on this basar, the komitame machmas mashkim. Oh, this said that meat can't be metame meat. Ochlin can't be metame ochlin, but mashkim can be metame ochlin. So there is mashkin on this. So this rishon is both basar and mashkim on it, has juices on it. So therefore, when it touches the shlishi, it does turn it. The mashkim turn it into a sheni. Shmuel says, if that's the case, ihachi. Hi, in Basar she nitmo bi'ava tumma, instead of saying over here, because it's Basar that was nitmo bi'ava tumma, is going to be metame, this Basar that was of lada tumma, it's the Rishon Basar that's metame, the Shlishi, that's not correct. You should have said, in my Basar umashki mi boile. You should have said, it was contaminated over here, it became tame with Basar and Mashkim. Because it's really the Mashkim that are doing all the work here. So the language of the Mishnah is problematic if this is your answer. So someone says, okay, Taki, you're right. Elo, nihi, de'ein ochel, metame ochel, midaraisa. So let's leave it the way we had it. On a daraisa level, you're right, the Rishon isn't metame the shlishi because it is braisa, according to Ravina Mishmei the Rava, that it's going on chulin, truma, and kachim. So you're right. On a daraisa level, tame hu, it is tame, de'ein yosei, kayotzi bo tame, but it doesn't make anything else tame. So you're right, the Rishon can't make this shlishi into a sheni. That's on a daraisa level. However, that's only true on a deraisa level. Neither ain't ochel metami ochel mi deraisa. However, mi derabbanon mi yumetami. But on a derabbanon level, it can. And that's what Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim is talking about. That this Rishon made this Shlishi on a deraisa level no more tame, but on a derabbanon level, it turned it into a sheni. And nevertheless, even though they were being more metami, they were mosif tuma on the Shlishi to make it a sheni mi derabbanon. The Kohanim didn't restrict themselves, didn't refrain, they didn't stop from burning them together. That is the final understanding of Chanina Skana Kohanim, according to Ravina Mishmei the Rava, according to Rav Adam Rava Mishmei the Rava, according to Abaye, never got off the ground. It wasn't a problem because a Rishon did have the ability to make a Shlishi of Kachim into something that is a Sheni Midaraisa. Only Ravina Mishmei the Rava has to say that it's on the Rabbana level. Then we go to the next part of the Mishnah. We said, Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added on to what Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim said, and he told us, Miyamein Shal Kohanim, during all the days of the Kohanim, during the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Nimnum Lahadik B'chulei. They didn't go and not go and burn Truma that was seemingly a Rishon with Truma that was a Shlishi. It became Tomei from a Psul Yom. Now, this seems on the surface to be teaching us the exact same thing, that a Rishon can make a Shlishi into a Sheni, and yet we weren't concerned by adding the Tumah. So the Gemara says, Michti, let's take a look at this as well. Shemen, Shenifsal, B'tul Yom, Mayhavi. The Shemen, the previously tar Shemen that was Truma, that came into contact with the Tvul Yom, what does that make it? Shlishi. As we said, a Psul of a Tvul Yom is a Sheni, we consider a Tvul Yom like a Sheni, and anything that he touches will become a Shlishi, if it's Truma or Kachim. So therefore, the Shemen Shenifsal B'Tvul Yom has the status of being a Shlishi. So, V'chi Madlik Le B'Ner Shenitmo B'Tomei Meis, if you come into contact with this Shlishi, with what should be a Rishon, something that came into contact with Tomei Meis, with Tumas Meis, so it becomes a Rishon, said in Mayhavi, it will turn it, the Rishon touching the Shlishi, will turn it into a Sheni. Again, my komashalon, what chiddush is Rabbi Akiva telling us here? Shlishi mutal asos osheni, that no problem, the rabbis in the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash didn't stop from having a Rishon come into contact with the Shlishi by Truma and turning it into a Sheni. We just learned that. That's exactly, Hainuach, that's exactly what Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim said. What is Rabbi Akiva being Mosif? Because it says, Rabbi Akiva, Hosif Rabbi Akiva, he added on an additional din. But the way we're understanding this right now is he didn't add on anything. So what is the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? So Amar Rav Yehuda, again, the Amor Rav Yehuda tells us, you know what we're dealing with over here? B'ner shomateches askinon. We're dealing here that this original lamp was made out of metal. And if this original lamp is made out of metal, there is a special halach here. The Rachmana Omar, we turn into the Omer Beis, the Torah teaches us a very famous rule, b'chalal cherev, that metal utensils that come into contact with an av hatuma, they come into contact with a mace, which is really avi avos hatuma, so the metal doesn't become a rishon. The chalal cherev, if somebody goes and kills somebody with a sword, that's what the pasuk's talking about, b'chalal cherev, so in this situation, the sword becomes an av hatuma, not a rishon l'tuma. The mace we call avi avos hatuma. It's the father of fathers of tuma. We can say it's like the grandfather of tuma. It can turn something into an av hatuma, and that av, that father, can turn into a rishon sheni shlishi revi, depending whether you're dealing with chulin, truma, or kachim, the children of tuma. So this mace is an avi avos hatuma. If you come into contact with a mace, the person who comes into contact with a mace, he himself becomes an av hatumah. So to halal cherev becomes an av hatumah. Cherev harehu kicholol. The cherev has the same exact status as a dead person. And therefore, this cherev can make something not into a sheni, but it makes it into an av hatumah. It's avi avos hatumah. V'havilei av hatumah. So this metal lamp that came into contact with the mace is not a rishon. It's an av hatuma. It is avi avos hatuma. Cherev harehu kecholol. And therefore, the oil inside of it, v'havilei av hatuma, turns the oil inside of it, is also an av hatuma. So this entire structure, the lamp with the oil inside of it, has the status of being an av hatuma. When it transmits to something, it will turn it into a rishon l'tuma. And therefore, havilei avatuma, this lamp with the truma inside of it is an avatuma, and now it comes into contact with the oil that became tummy on the level of a shlishi because it came into contact with a tful yom, so it is a shlishi. What you've now done is the oil, which is an avatuma from the lamp of the mateches, comes into contact with a shlishi. It doesn't turn it into a sheni. It turns it into a rishon. Ah, the kosovar shlishi mutu lasos rishon. So Rabbi Akiva's chiddush is not only can you make a shlishi into a sheni, like Rabbi Chanina Skadak Wadim said by the boss of Kachim, but even over here, you can turn the shlishi into a rishon and burn it, not a problem. So this is a chiddush that Rabbi Akiva is adding on. More questions, and says, "Umay duchake de Rav Yehuda lo'okme b'nei shomateches." Why did Rav Yehuda the Amora say that this is the only way to interpret Rabbi Akiva? So see, there are other ways you could possibly interpret Rabbi Akiva. So why did Rabbi Akiva, according to Rav Yehuda the Amora, interpret it this way? So Gemara says, "Nukma b'nei shocheres." You could have had that we were dealing over here with just a lamp that was made out of cheres. It was made out of earthenware, and you could have said, "Umay." Hosef, and what did Rabbi Akiva add on? The ilu hasam tomei v'tomei, the ilu hacha posul v'tomei. The chiddush could have been on a much simpler level. That the case of a chanina skana kohanim was you're dealing with kachim. Kachim, a shlishi is called tomei. By truma, a shlishi is called posul. Remember, I said that from that point of view of that item itself, tomei and posul are the same thing. But just the ability to transmit further. If something can transmit further, we call it tomei. So a shlishi in regards to kachim is tomei, and we call it tomei because it can make something into a revi. But a shlishi in regards to truma, while it's tomei, we don't call it the word tomei, we call it the word posul because it can transmit further down the line. There's no revi when it comes to truma. So the Gemara says, you could have just given a very simple answer for what Rabbi Akiva's motif. Why did you have to go and say that it was talking about this halal cherev harehu kecholol, that we're dealing over here with a nair that was made out of mateches? You could have said we're dealing with a nair that was made out of cheres, and that in fact that oil was really a rishon, and when it comes into contact with the oil that's a shlishi, it turns it into a sheni, and that's a chiddush compared to Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, because Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim was saying that we're not concerned about making something that was tamei a higher level of tamei. The ilu hasam tamei v'tamei. And what Rabbi Akiva would be adding on is we're not concerned about making something that was called pasul into something that is now called tamei. So that was the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, that even though previously it was called pasul and now it's called tamei, no big deal. Both of them went from a shlishi to being a sheni, but one went from a shlishi that was called tomei to being a sheni that was called tomei, and one went, by the truma, Rabbi Akiva's case, went from being a shlishi that was called posel to a sheni that's called tomei. Even though it went from being called posel to tomei, you're still allowed to do it. Maybe that was a simple chiddush of Rabbi Akiva versus Rabbi Chanina's Chana Kohanim, and it wasn't that you turned a shlishi into a rishon. My docha kei, the Rabbi Yehuda, why did Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora, was doichak, so to say, this chiddush was talking about a mateches ner, rather than a cheres ner. So I'm a Rava, the Rava says, masnisha kashisei, that was the language of the Mishnah that bothered Rabbi Yehuda, that he had to make it this type of a teretz. My iria, why did it say, detoni ner shenidma b'tomi meis? Why did it have to tell us that it was a lamb that became tomi with tomi meis? It could have said, nisne shenidma b'sheretz. If we were dealing just with the oil here being a rishon, why did it bedafka turn it into becoming tomei from a tomei meis? Why did it mention that unnecessary words? It could have said it was tomei from a sheretz, or it didn't have to say anything at all. And we would say, Mistama was talking about a sheretz, and a sheretz would make into a rishon, and then the rishon would make the shlishi psul into a sheni tomei by truma, and that would be the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. But it didn't say that. It bedafka said betomei meis. So therefore, Rava tells us, Ella, Rabbi Yehuda was doichak, he felt you have to learn Rabbi Akiva in the following way. Ella, Ezel dovo shechaluka tumaso bein tumas meis l'sheretz. You have to be talking about here something specifically that we wanted to bring out the point that it became tummy from tumas meis rather than tumas sheretz. What would that be? It must be mateches, because mateches is a special din of cherev hareku hu kichalal. And therefore, the nair of mateches becomes the lamp that's made out of metal, becomes an avhat tumah, not a rishon like the ner shel cheres, and therefore this is heavy omer zeh mateches. That's why bedavka Rav Yehuda said that Rabbi Kiva was talking about this bigger chiddush of it was an avatum and it turned the psul oil into a rishon, and not that it was a rishon and turned the psul oil into a tomei sheni. That's why Rava said Rabbi Yehuda was daichak, he was forced, based upon the language of Mishnah, to say that it's talking about an er shel mateches and not talking about an er shel cheres. We wanted to bedavka make this, that the ner here was a avatuma, and therefore make the psul oil into a rishon tome, and not the case of Rav Chanina's Kana Kohanim, where we just made a shlishi into a sheni, even though here it could have been a shlishi that was possible into a sheni that was tome. It would have been a little bit of a chiddush, but because of the language of the Mishnah specifically saying that it was tome via tumas meis and not tumas sheretz. Now, Amar Rava, Rava says, you can see from here, Shema Mina, Kisava Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that tumas mashkin letami acherim daraisa, that liquids, tumas mashkin, has the ability to be metami something else on a daraisa level. This oil that was tumas mashkin had the ability to go be metami the other oil on a daraisa level. Because the isaka dietel derabbanon, because if you're going to tell me that it's only metami on a derabbanon level, michte, then let's take a look over here and see. Hai ner, maiko mahanya lai shemen. If you don't say that a liquid can be metame on a deraisa level, so then what difference does it make? Beforehand, it was also possible, but couldn't be metame further, and now it's also going to be possible and can't be metame further on a deraisa level, because let's take a look. Michte, hai ner, maiko mahani lai shemen. What did you do by making this oil tame on a rishon level? Ilif sule gufe, if you can say because it became possible itself, it's no longer able to be eaten or used as something tar, so hopsil, so it made it into posel fekai, but it can't transmit it any further. So what did you do? Oh, must be that it can't transmit it further. In this situation, the rishon can go and transmit further, so therefore being a rishon is far worse than being the shlishi, because a rishon can transmit further. The shlishi was posel, it couldn't transmit it further. So it must be when you turned it into a rishon that it can transmit it further. Oh, therefore, you see, Ksava Rabbi Akiva, Tumas Mashkin, Latami Acherim Daraisa. This Rishon now can transmit further on a Daraisa level. The Psul, Shlishi, couldn't transmit on a Daraisa level. The Rishon can. That is the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, how do you know this? Mimai. Duma, Latami Acherim Derabanan. All right, on a Daraisa level can transmit. It's only on a Derabanan level that the Rishon can transmit. And maybe Rabbi Akiva is talking here about a Derabanan level. How can you prove from here that Rabbi Akiva holds that a Rishon, Mashkin, can be Matami Acherim Daraisa, and not that it's only a Din Derabanan? Samar says it can't be only on a Derabanan basis. Because Imi Derabanan, if you're telling me it's only on a Derabanan basis, my area be Avatuma. I feel Rishon Visheni, Nami Tchilahavi. Then why did you have to have that this ner is a ner shomateches, and it makes it into a Rishon if it's going to be on a Derabanan level? So that there's a big difference between a Rishon and a Sheni on the Rabbanan level, because all liquids, by definition, are considered like a Rishon. So then, my Yuri Vavatumma, then why would you have to make this into an Avatumma? The Nair was an Avatumma, Matechas, Afil Berishon Visheni, Namitil Lahabe. Even if it's a Sheni, it has the ability to be Matame Midirabanan. If you're telling me there's only a Dindirabanan, even a Sheni is Matame like a Rishon Midirabanan. That's not, because we're going to have a Mishnah in Parah. Parah deals with a lot of the halachas of Tumah and Tara, because it deals with Parah Duma, which deals with a lot of halachas of Tumah and Tara, obviously. And it says over there in the Mishnah in Parah, Kol HaPosel Eset Truma, anything that can go make Truma into a Psul, in other words, it's a Sheni that makes it into a Shlishi, Metame Mashkin Lios Trila. In other words, anything that is a Sheni, and it comes into contact with any type of a liquid, turns that liquid into a Rishon Midrabanan. With the one exception being a Tvul Yom, Chutz Mitvul Yom. A Tvul Yom, which would make Truma into a Shlishi, if a Tvul Yom touches liquids, it doesn't turn him into a Rishon. But on a Dirabanan level, anything else that would make something into a Shlishi, i.e. any other Sheni, if it comes into contact with the liquid, doesn't make the liquid into a Shlishi, it makes the liquid into a Rishon, what we call Tchila, the first one, a Rishon. So if you're telling me this whole thing is on a Dirabanan level, then what difference does it make if it's an Ershel Matechas or not? If it makes it into a Rishon or it makes it into a Sheni, when it comes into contact with the liquid, it would make that liquid into a Rishon anyway. So then, you wouldn't have to say that this is an Ner Shel Matechas. It could be an Ner Shel Cheres. Ah, therefore, Elosh Mamina, we see from here that Rabbi Kiva holds that Daraisi, a Rishon here, can be Metame, even on a Daraisa level. Okay, on a Durabana level, everything is turned into a Rishon, but that's only on a Durabana level. But here, there's a difference between a Rishon, turning it into a Rishon, it can be Matame even on a Daraisa level. And therefore, the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva is that this was a Ner Shel Matris, it was a metal Av HaTuma, so therefore, it turned the oil that was a Shlishi previously, a Psul of Truma, a Shlishi, into a Rishon. And that makes a difference on a Daraisa level. So that's the understanding of Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. Now we go on to the next part of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Meir, Midiraim Laman Demuchule. Rav Meir said that from their words we can learn out a din that you can burn the Torah Chametz on Erev Pesach with the Tomei Chametz on Erev Pesach. Even if that Torah Chametz was Truma, you can be Metami it by coming into contact with Tumah Dikas stuff and burn them together, even though that before you burn it, you made the previously Truma that was Tahora into being now Truma that is Tameya. And he said, it's from their words that we learn this out. So Gemara says, Midivreyim Deman. From which words? Ilema Midivrei Ruchnin is kind of Kohanim. If you're telling me that Rav Meir said his din, that you can burn the Truma that was Tahora on Erev Pesach with the Truma or Chulin that are Tameyim and make the Tahora Tameya not a problem. So if you learned it out from the words of the Divrei Ruchnin is kind of Kohanim, how do you learn that out? Midami. The two cases aren't comparable. Hossam, Rav Chinitz Kanakonim said you can turn a Rishon of Kachim can be burned with a Shlishi of Kachim, because even though you make the Shlishi of Kachim into a Sheni, not a problem, you can do that. He says that's not comparable to our case. Me dummy, it's not comparable. Hossam, Tomei, Vitomei. Rav Chinitz Kanakonim was talking about a Rishon that was Kachim with meat of Rishon Kachim, turning meat that was Shlishi Kachim into Sheni Kachim. That was Tomei and Tomei. So, that's not analogous to our case. Hacha Torah v'tomei. Here we're dealing with Tohar Truma becoming Tomei by mixing it with Tomei Truma. You're turning something that was Tohar into something that is Tomei. Rechninis Kanakarim didn't say you can do that. He said you could turn a Shlishi into a Sheni. But he didn't say you could turn something Tohar into something that's Tomei. So it's not from the words of Rechninis Kanakohanim that Rav Meir could be bringing his Raya. Oh, what are you going to tell me? That let me give you Rabbi Akiva. Did he learn that from the words of Rabbi Akiva? Also, Midami, it's not comparable over there as well. Hasam pasul v'tomei. The chiddush of Rabbi Akiva was you can turn something that was pasul into something that was tomei. You can turn the shlishi into a rishon, or if you wanted to, you say you could turn the pasul into a tomei, even a sheni. And if you didn't have the diuk that Rabbi Yehuda had according to Rava in the Mishnah, but you're turning something again that was already tomei, albeit pasul, into something that is tomei. That's not analogous to our case. Hacha Torah v'tomei. Our Mishnah, Rav Meir is telling us, tells us that you're allowed to go and burn Truma that is Tahora and make it Tomei before you burn it by mixing with something Chulin or Truma that is Tameya. But that's not the same thing. That's Tar into Tomei. And he only said Pasul into Tomei. So Gemara says, Nemuk Sava Rav Meir. You have to therefore say that Rav Meir must hold that Masnisim be Ava Tumah Daraisa. Rav Chanina, Skana Kohanim, is actually talking about that we're dealing here with meat that had become Tomei on an Avatum from an Avatumah, the Vlada Tumah D'Rabbanan, and the third, the Shlishi, had not become Tomei from a Daraisa level, but had only become Tomei on a D'Rabbanan level. So you're dealing here with a Rishon that was Daraisa Tomei, and a Shlishi that was only D'Rabbanan Tomei. Now, how does that help us? The Midaraisa Tar Ba'aya, this Shlishi was absolutely Tahar on a Daraisa level. It only had Tumah D'Rabbanan. And now, we turn to the Omer Aleph, Yud Tesvav Omer Aleph, Umay Midivrayim. What is he talking about, Midivrayim? Midivrei Rabbi Chanin Iskana Kohanim. Rav Meir is telling us from these words that on a Daraisa level, it was Tahar, and yet we weren't concerned that we made this Shlishi, which was Tahar on a Daraisa level, into now being Tomei on a Daraisa level. Albeit it was already Tomei on a Derabbanan level, but you see that on a Daraisa level, he wasn't concerned. And you learn this out, Midivrei Rabbi Chanin Iskana Kohanim, that something that was previously Tahar, albeit only on a Daraisa level, it was Tomei on a Derabbanan level, but we're not concerned about making something that was Tahar on a Daraisa level into Tomei now on a Daraisa level. Oh, that's analogous to we're not concerned about making Truma that it was Tahora into Truma that is Tameya, and that's the comparison. That's what Remeya said, Midivreim, for the words of Rechinin Eskana Kohanim. Now, we learned a lot here today. We'll stop at this point, but we're going to see that this Teretz is not a good Teretz. But right now, we'll leave it at this, that the answer is Rav Meir learned it out from the words of Rav Chanin Iskana Kohanim, who was teaching us that on a Daraisa level, we didn't mind making something that was Tahar on a Daraisa level to something that's Tomei now on a Daraisa level, and that's analogous to taking something that was Tahar, the Truma, and turning it into something that is Tomei. With this, we conclude today's shiur.